KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Cocta MEC Tulasizwe Buthelezi has called on KZN Public Works to urgently complete repairs to the storm-damaged Cocta offices in Ulundi. The building has been closed since February after heavy rains and strong winds tore off its roof. Buthelezi visited the site yesterday to inspect the progress of repairs. His spokesperson, Senzelwe Mzila, says further delays could hinder government efforts to deliver services to local communities.
During the inspection, the MEC expressed his concern that all government officials have been moved from the precinct, causing hardships and inconvenience to members of the public who require crucial services such as that of SASSA, Home Affairs and provincial departments. This building serves as a vital access point for government services for communities in the north, and it also is the seat of the KZN Provincial House of Traditional and Khoisan Leaders.
The Basic Education Minister says several school infrastructure projects, including the pit toilet replacement plan, are on hold following the close of the financial year end in March. Sivio Gwagube says the pit toilet program had reached 96% completion across schools nationwide before it was halted. She presented a detailed assessment of the conditions of public schools. Gwagube says there's a need for accurate data on infrastructure gaps, delays, and the progress made so far. She says 139 legacy projects from the 2018 backlog remain incomplete. The minister was briefing Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Basic Education today.
Members, it does not mean that there are no pit toilets in South Africa or that only 139 of them exist. It says that from the 2018 backlog or audit that was done, 139 of these projects still exist. And I do also want to assure members that while we may not have met our deadline of the previous financial year, we are working day and night to make sure that we will come and report to you once this backlog has been done.
And abroad, Friedrich Merz has fallen short of the majority he needs to become the next Chancellor of Germany. The Conservative leader needed a majority of 316 votes in Parliament, but fell short by just six. It's a vote he was widely expected to win smoothly following his win in the country's federal elections over 2 months ago. MPs have 14 days to elect a new candidate with an absolute majority. And there's a warning Donald Trump's plan to impose tariffs on non-US-made movies could result in thousands of job losses in the UK. An entertainment industry union says it could be a knockout blow to the sector, which it says is only just recovering after the pandemic. The American president indicated he could target films made elsewhere as part of plans to rejuvenate Hollywood. But Tim Richards, chief executive of View Cinemas, thinks it's unlikely to happen in reality.
What is a foreign film? Is it something that is financed abroad? Is it the talent? Is it shot? Is it financed? Like, what actually constitutes a foreign film?
Back home, we've got a high of 26 degrees in Durban and Pietermaritzburg today, Richards Bay 27. Your top story, KZN Cocta MEC Tulasizwe Buthelezi has called on KZN Public Works to urgently complete repairs to the storm-damaged Cocta offices in Ulundi. The building has been closed since February after heavy rains and strong winds tore off its roof. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.